bit about the hair, and he always went about the hair, and it was through the hair through the 70s and the ponytail. And then obviously one's gone bald, and that male pattern baldness thing. And yeah. there was this thing hanging out the back that looked, I mean, I'd seen things on the back of rats that looked prettier. And so I had took it off, and it was such a thing. And I was lying in bed one night thinking, oh, I'm going to get that off. I thought we could do something for charity here, you see.
Yeah.
So I checked with my manager, what do you think? I said, it'd be a great idea. Lovely. So again, and you know, when one's at 2 o'clock in the morning when a problem seems massive, I suddenly thought, say you try and auction it and someone, you're lucky to raise a fiver. You look so silly and one would need to do stuff, you know. So I backed out of that. And then the son took it and some lady, I don't know if she bought it or got it on an auction or what she did, but...
Yeah. What would you do with someone's ponytail, though?
I don't think we can talk about that on radio, sir.
No, I don't think we can,
you know where I'm coming from, then, or going to, as it were.
Oh, that's it, yeah. Let's leave,
boom,
that, let's leave it well, leave it well alone, then, eh? What is it about the renaissance of older bands that are coming through and they're popular again today? What do you think of that? You know, do you think it's
well,
a good thing?
That's kind of difficult, because when you're within a band like that, you don't see... You know, now and again, people say... There was a while back, you'd see this ad, it said, more comebacks in the status quo. I'm thinking, what? We only did one comeback. Now, because everybody says, oh, more comebacks than status quo, now everyone thinks we did loads of comebacks. I don't see us being this thing. It's like, we know we go up and down in popularity. You can see it. But I'm not one of those people that thinks that everything was fabulous about the 70s, because I was there.
Yeah.
It's only people who weren't there, perhaps were born in the 80s, would look, oh, that 70s was marvellous, you know.
You're at the Quarry in Shrewsbury on Friday.
Yeah. I'm interested in this because I've never done this one before.
Really?
We've done Quarry. Actually, if it is a quarry, we've actually done them before in Scander, and it's quite frightening.
Well, it's not actually a quarry, old.
Cheats. I knew you were cheating.
It's just called the Quarry. Now, you're with 10cc supporting there. You say you've not been to Shrewsbury before?
Yeah, I've been there before, but many, many centuries in the late 60s. The thing I remember about pronouncing it wrongly, Shrewsbury.
Yeah, well, that's a big debate around here, whether it's Shrewsbury or Shrewsbury.
Well, if you're very British, it's obviously Shrewsbury.
When you come to do a set, you know, at the Quarry, for example, is it difficult to choose songs? Because you've got so many.
It is, but you have to understand that most of our fans, because what we were saying about who likes a band and who doesn't, you know, with how many pieces they sell and so on, most people know Status Quo for Rockin' All Over the World, In the Army, Down, Whatever You Want, Paper Plane, maybe, Caroline, and a few others like that.
Yeah.
Now, all the other stuff in between that the hardcore like, when you're playing in, say, let's say, Birmingham with 10,000 people in it, if you go and play an album track, 8,500, 9,000 people are going, what's that? So you have to, you sit on your hardcore stuff, on and not the hardcore stuff, we sit on the big hits. It's almost impossible.
It's a beautiful venue at the Quarry, you know. I think you'll be impressed with that. It's like a bit of a bowl, the whole crowd. It's like
a bit of a hill. There are some beautiful venues that we have here, particularly the outdoor things. And it's one of the things I say about, we all moan about our weather here, but when it hits it right here, and I don't mean 95 so we're dying, when it hits that perfect, you know, in between 70 and 80 and it's green because it's been raining, it is the best place in the world to be. We will do most of our hits. We will do 3 songs from the new album, and there's a couple of songs from the third, In Search of Fourth Chord album, some from Heavy Traffic, but mainly it's what we're known for, and usually people that see us for the first time, they're sold by the end.